right, this looks exciting. Look at all that neat percussion. It looks super fun. Do you think you could put a little bit stronger tongue at the beginning of the sforzando notes? Hit them and get out of the way so it's be just a little bit more dramatic. It's a little bit too nice, I think. Good groove in that percussion. You guys are doing a terrific job. All right. So up to there, I would say everybody is doing a terrific job with the essence of this piece. Watch at bar 30 that you're subdividing very, very carefully so that all the eighth notes line up. There, another dramatic crescendo with a marcato at the end. You want to make that forte note short and fat. Bar 43, and then again at bar 47. So start piano and use air through the line. Separate the notes with your tongue and then give it a good space before the marcato so it pops. Yeah, collectively we need one big crescendo into 64. We're just adding instruments, but we also have to give, I would say, maybe on beat 3 and bar 63, little bit more air so that it builds up the sound into bar 64, and it would make 64 much more exciting. And here I think space before the eighth notes, so it has that pulse. Particularly at 72, that syncopated figure. I would put a little bit of an accent on each of those to give it more style. So it's all right. Really, really nice. Nice choice of music. Your repertoire choices are terrific. A really, really nice sounding ensemble. You are definitely doing a great job musically. I love that nothing was too loud. I think some stuff could be a little bit more sound, but you can use your the dynamic contrast to generate a little bit more drama in what you're doing, particularly on the more full sound into forte and double fortes, and try and make a bigger difference between these dynamics, and then I think you'll have electric performance. Thank you very much for performing for us today. I've really enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.